Hey everyone, welcome to the Grind Together podcast. We're the Grinders. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Matt. And on this podcast, we want to create opportunities for growth through real conversation.
Let's go. Okay, I have a kind of hard question for you guys. And the question is, have you ever lied to protect yourself and someone else's feelings?
Yes.
I'm glad that you answered that. We posted on Instagram this week. You posted it about how a lot of times people lie and they don't tell the truth to protect someone else's feelings.
Yeah.
And I think this goes for everybody. And I shared on an Instagram story. If you're not following us on Instagram, go follow us on Instagram. We have a lot of fun over there, and that's typically where we post most of the things that we're doing, and that's how you can keep up to date with us. And so if you're not following us, go over and follow us. It's at Grind Together Co. But anyways, we posted that, and then I posted that I got caught in a lie just recently.
Yeah.
And it was so interesting because so I grew up where if I didn't want to do something or I was like trying to protect someone else's feelings, I would come up with like excuses why I couldn't do something or like why I couldn't show up or, you know, like all the things, right?
Mm-hmm. Like it always happened where it was like, especially in our married life, it was like, oh, we don't want to go to an event or a gathering or a party. Lauren would always be like, well, I'll just make something up. And I was like the queen
of making something up. And like, it was so believable. Like I did it in work. I did it like call me a liar. 100%. That was me. I was like in denial, like Liars Anonymous. That's where I was at. Right. I didn't want to admit to myself that I was actually lying because in my head I had made up this story that I was doing, like, it wasn't bad what I was doing because I was protecting somebody. I was protecting someone else's feelings. Yeah.
Better to do that than tell the truth and have them be angry at you or.
Well, and have to look at myself and have to be like, ooh, whoa, I have to tell the truth. Like, this is intimidating. So we've talked a lot on this podcast about like you telling the truth and you coming out with your truths. And like your truths were always very big and they were like monument, like life moment truths, right? Yeah. Mine are little truths here and there. But here's the thing. And if you listen to last week's episode, this was brought up as well, where it was like sometimes telling the little truths make the big truths that much easier. And I loved when Michaela said that because it really resonated with me personally because I was so bad at telling the little truths. I was so bad at like telling the truth about how I was actually feeling. I was so bad about telling the truth about, you know, if I really wanted to do something. Like I was kind of in a people-pleasing state. And so I would lie or I would come up with an excuse as to why I couldn't do something. Right.
Yeah.
And so I got caught in a lie like a couple weeks ago, with a friendship of mine. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because I did what I feel like typical girl does. Right.
And something that I have seen in our relationship since day one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to work through this with you. And we actually got off our coaching call with our coach that night. And I had been talking to her about it a little bit and kind of just where I was at with the relationship and how I was feeling it as a whole. And like, guys, like I'll be honest with you, this last month for me has been a fucking whirlwind. And I say that with so much, like there's been so much growth, but there's been a lot of heartache for me this last month. And the month of March has seemed like
a decade.
So long. And
in a good way.
In a really good way. Yeah. And so I created something that probably wasn't a big deal and I made it a really big deal. I want to say because of the mental state that I was in.
Yeah.
But I also have recognized that I have just done that a lot. And so I'm trying not to like make this so long-winded, but
Whether it's long-winded or not, it doesn't matter. I think it's such a big, it's a huge thing to talk about because, I mean, so in your scenario, it was, you really did not want to tell the truth to the individual because you didn't want to ruin the relationship.
Yeah. Right? And I was so,
and what you had realized is that, and we've been doing a lot of this work for a long time, and this has been a big part of your story that I've waited for you to realize. And I'm finally glad that you did, because even when we first got married, you would, like you would tell these little white lies, like you said, to get out of things. And I would always call you out on it. I'm like, just don't lie to them.
And yeah, the you were always like, you would always say like, no is a sentence, Lauren. Like,
yeah.
Nope. Or like, you don't ever have to say like, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't make it because of this. Yeah. Right. It would
and
be like,
that's how I would say it at the very beginning, was just like, listen, you can just say no, or like, don't lie to them. And the thing was, is because I didn't like how I felt when I lied to somebody else, and I could also see right through somebody else's lie. Right. And I also didn't want to have to, because when you say those little white lies, then it compounds.
Well, you have to remember them.
And you have to remember.
And I would have to say to you like, hey, make sure you don't say this to so-and-so because they think we were doing this and this and this. And you were like, holy shit, it's like a string of these little white lies and it's exhausting.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to try and keep up with your story, because when I get in front of somebody, more often than not, I'm just really blunt and I can't keep your story straight. And so I'll probably call you out. Yeah. Right. So yeah, this has been a chain of events, our whole marriage. And it was almost at this point of what we're doing and what we're like preaching to be, right? Of these people that like tell the truth. And like, that's my biggest thing, is like, be honest.
Well, right? I would just say like being authentic. Like if I choose to be an authentic person, and that's like what my goal is it like, I don't want to be anybody that I say that I'm not. And I don't ever want to portray that to anybody. Mm-hmm. And so
what happened?
I don't want to lie to myself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to tell those little white lies to myself anymore. I can't. I physically can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard for people to see, like, in their own lives, where you listening, it's really, really difficult to even understand that you are able to tell the truth. You don't feel like you have that capability, because if you do, you're so afraid of what other people are A, going to think of you, or B, going to react to that truth, right? Like the reaction of like the other person's reaction scares the hell out of most people.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, what are they going to think of me? Are they going to judge me? Are they still going to be around? Like, am I going to have another awkward conversation, uncomfortable conversation, if I actually do tell the truth? Right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just not going to. That seems so much easier. Like, your brain is going to tell you to not tell the truth because it's the easy route.
Yeah.
Your brain doesn't want you to be uncomfortable. Your body wants to set yourself free. And the way that it does that is by telling the truth. And the coolest part about telling the truth is that you get to give the person the opportunity that you're telling the truth to a reason to look at themselves, because they're going to get uncomfortable. You're going to ruffle feathers. And all that means is that that person has something to work through. Right. But now you're free of whatever lie that you were ever locked yourself in. So you got to this point where you're just like, hey, I don't want to tell my friend the truth because I don't want to hurt her feelings and ruin the relationship.
Yeah. And I was just so worried, and I had let it fester a little bit. Like, I had let mm-hmm. it sit. And so I had come up with this story in my head of how it was all going to play out and how she was feeling and how, like, oh my gosh, this has happened in all my relationships. And like, what's wrong? Like, it's me. I'm the problem. Like that Taylor Swift song.
Thanks,
it's like,
Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like all the things. Like, and so you and I were talking and we sat, anyways, it came out after a coaching session because you had left like 10 minutes early, and yeah. I sat down to talk to you and we were talking about this issue that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And as we kind of went on and on and on, I kind of like had a light bulb moment, and I was just like, I can't lie. Like, I've got to just talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I credit you a lot in that and helping me kind of get to the point where I was just like, I can't live like this. Like, and I think at that point, the decision was not, I'm going to talk to her for her. It was like, I can't live like this. Like, it's suffocating me. Like,
yeah,
I feel heavy. I think about it all day. I'm like, what did I do wrong?
You become avoidant in the relationship.
I've avoided. I'm like distancing. Yeah. I'm pushing away because I think I'm protecting myself and her and all the things. Anyways, so I ended up sending a text, which I would have called, but it was really late at night. And it was really cool, the domino effect that it allowed me to have in my life. So I was able to not only have a very honest conversation with that friend.
Whoa. What? Let's rewind a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because we get done with that coaching session where you work through some things that I'm not in. And then you sit on the couch with me and as I'm holding our baby and I'm like, so where is this at? Like, what did you say? And you read me this and I was like, you lied, huh?
And like, I was like, yeah, I did. I lied. And I was like, Matt, I'm not proud of it. And I know that I was like, I've been trying to work on that and like not telling little white lies, but like, I didn't know how to. And you guys, it was the most petty, stupid fight. I did the most petty thing. Like, it was petty and it was stupid.
But then the lie also, like the story that you made up, I was like, that can't even be believable.
Well, it was stupid. But again, I thought I was like, oh.
You were trying to keep everybody safe. I was trying to
protect everybody. And I was also trying to protect myself.
Yeah.
I was trying to protect myself and my feelings. Like the fear of rejection of somebody like genuinely not wanting to be in my life or not wanting to be my friend or like the fear of that constant like echo that continually echoes in the back of my mind all the time of like, you're too much or like, you're so dramatic or like, that's not that big of a deal or like, hey, people don't really care about you. Like those kind of, those are thoughts that go through my head quite a bit because those are a lot of the things I was told, not from my parents, but like from other people growing up. And so those are the story. That's the story that I've made up in my head about myself that I work through all the time. It doesn't matter. I don't think how much work I do on myself. That's my ego that comes out and tells me, you know, like I tell you all the time, like, who do you think you are? Did someone tell you that you're special? And it's so sad that sometimes I think that, do you know what I mean? Because like, fuck yeah, I'm special. Everybody is. And so,
well, I disagree with you because I think that you 1000% are going to work through it because you did the one thing, the one underlying thing that sets you free from it and telling
true.
The truth.
I mean, that's true.
And so what happened was, as I asked you, I was like, did you lie? And you're like, yeah.
It was so hard to tell you. Like, but I like,
and I said, read me the text. And you're like, I don't want to. And I said, no, read me the text. So she reads me the text and I'm like, babe, that's not even believable. Like, you don't even believe that story. And you know for a fact that she's sitting looking at her phone being like, this bitch lied to me. Right? Like, you lied. Why?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't even believable. And so, like, I looked you in the face and I was just like, tell her the truth. And I said, if you're able to do, I can't remember verbatim what I said, but I was like, if you're able to do that, you start your healing process through all of these, like this, these white lies, this life that you've lived before, right? Like you can stop it right now with one truth.
Yeah.
Right. And I said, guess what? It's going to make the conversation around what's going on in that relationship so much easier to address if you just admit to what you lied about.
Well, cause I think a lot of my head was telling me like, you don't care about the relationship and like you can let it go and like,
which was not the truth at all.
It was, and it was interesting because as I really got super honest, I said that to you. I was like, I don't want to push this friend out of my life. Like, it's a relationship that I care so much about, and it is so important to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to push them out of my life. I don't want this to be the way that it is. I don't want to feel this way. I don't, truthfully, like I don't, like in my core, like I want to make this relationship work. And I want to look at, and it was the most beautiful gift that it allowed me to look at myself.
Yeah.
And like I said, it kind of went through this string of, it allowed me to really open up and get honest with a lot of the relationships that I felt like I had also done this to recently. And so,
cause you could look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I pushed this person out this exact same way.
Yes.
And this person, well, and this person.
And it gave, I felt like it also by me telling the truth,
mm-hmm.
it helped me heal in a sense, right? Like it helped me grow. It helped me really look at myself and get honest with myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it also helped the people that I was having conversations with.
Yes.
Also be able to look at themselves and say, hey, you know, like I knew you were lying to me and it made me feel this way. And like, hey, I'm also kind of bugged about these things. And you know, like, I don't really think either one of us really said sorry. It was just like, hey, this is where I'm at. And like, I love you and I want to be friends with you and I want to make this work. And like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like neither one of us, I feel like, put it on the other person, which was so beautiful. And it was like the coolest experience for me, because I've never had the opportunity to do that with anyone other than you.
Was it scary though?
So scary.
Why?
Because I was so scared of how she was going to react. Like, I was like, is this going to change the relationship? Is it going to be weird now? Is, like, you know, like, no one wants to be called a liar. Like, I don't want to say, like, hey, I lied to you. Like, what am I, 5 years old? Like, that's so stupid. Like, I'm a grown adult. But what I'm realizing is it's so common. It's so common. We do it all the time. We do it on a day-to-day basis, right? And so
you don't want to be called that yet. That's what we do every day.
Yeah.
Right? And so if we don't want to be called that, let's address it. Right?
For
so,
sure. Yeah. And so it but was, cool.
It was scary to saying it. And then you were just worried about how she was going to react.
Yeah, I was really worried. Because I had said to you, because you were like, you should call her in the morning. And I was like, if I don't do this right now, I won't do it. Like, I will figure out a way to talk myself out of it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, Kate, we have to stop talking. I'm in a hurry to write this text. And I even said in my text, like, hey, I'm like, the reason I'm texting you right now is because, like, if I'm worried, if I don't, like, I won't say this to you. And like, this is so important. I need to tell you.
Right.
So we can talk tomorrow, like, whatever you want to do. You can call me later. Like, I don't even know if you're awake. Like, it was late when I texted.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
were you also scared of like the ensuing conversation that you have in person?
What do you mean?
Like, when you saw her the next time.
Oh yeah.
Like, what that would look like.
Well, yeah, it's the unknown of it. It's the unknown of like, and you become so honest with yourself. It's like, you really have to look at yourself. And I think it provides you an opportunity to really be like, oof, I can't believe I was doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like that I was doing that to myself. I don't like that I was creating that kind of like atmosphere for me. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so by her being so open and honest with me in return, like I said, I was kind of able to look at a few relationships in my life and really like get honest about them, and not necessarily like what they're doing to me. Like, it was never that. It was like, holy crap, I can't believe I've done this. And so I went like rampage on these relationships and I was like texting one person and like reaching out to another person just to be like, hey, I'm sorry I pushed you away, but like, this is why. And like, I felt like that, like, it was all about me. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it gave me an opportunity to, like, I keep saying it, like, really gave me the chance to look at myself and all the things that I was angry and like kind of what I was holding on to, and the emotions. The biggest thing were the emotions that I was holding on to towards mm-hmm. people. And also to give me the opportunity to see people exactly where they're at right now. Not who I think that they can be or who they used to be. It's like exactly who they are right now. Because honestly, that's what I've been asking people to do for me, is to see me right now exactly where I'm at. Not who I potentially could be or who I used to be. It's like, just meet me right here, right now in the present moment.
Yeah.
And love me for that person that I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really cool. And I'm like very grateful for it.
Well, I think you said one thing too that I want to address is that, in you telling the truth to your friend, she was able to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It's like you open up that door to the other person's life. So they're able to do, you give somebody else permission to tell the truth, because that's not a common thing. Like, people dance around the truth and other people's feelings worldwide. Right.
Yeah.
And so, but you giving them permission then opens that door so they can actually be honest with you. And then that makes the relationship so much easier. And that's what I addressed. That's what I told you when we were sitting on the couch. And I was like, you just like tell her the truth, right?
Yeah.
Because if you were to like list off these things, you get over your resentment quicker.
Yeah.
Either you can take or leave the relationship a lot faster. There is no more lie sitting in your body deteriorating you physically.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to come up with this story continually after and dance around all these emotions, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I was gonna, it's like the story that you've come up with in your head.
Yeah.
You now know truth. There's no what ifs. There's no what could have been. Yes. There's no anything. Like, it's present moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. It's exactly what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Because it's what's happening.
Like, you literally like, and we look at relationships because we relationship coach now, right?
Yeah.
And if partners would just start to tell each other the truth, right? You could take or leave a relationship within a week And some people just string out relationships for their entire life.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just like the fast track to getting exactly what you want in every single relationship is just telling the truth. I don't know what just happened to my voice, but there we go. So, because you've been down that road with other people in your life, just like you were saying.
Yeah.
And more often than not, you ended the relationship.
I would typically push people away. Yeah. And I kept saying, like, what is so wrong with, like, what's wrong with me? Why do I do this in all my relationships? Like, and as I looked back on things, like, there have been a lot of moments where I've tried to push you out.
Yeah.
And I've tried to make things really, really hard in our relationship.
That was a fun conversation. Yeah. Well,
it's just so interesting how, like, no one wants to look at the shitty parts of themselves. And I don't even want to call it shitty because, like, they're actually incredible parts about me. Like, I would say,
yeah,
to a fault, like, sometimes I care too much about somebody that I love that I don't want to hurt them. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I dance around their feelings and my feelings, and I kind of put a bandaid over it. I have been taught to just kind of like brush it under the rug. You may just continue to just like move on with it. And like, as you and I went back through our story, a lot of our relationship was that, like, we would be faced with a problem and I would be like, oh, okay. It's fine. Yep. Let's put a bandaid on it. Like, okay, we kind of talked about it, but like, oh, let's act like it never happened.
Yeah.
Right. And I did that with everybody, especially friends. And so it was like, this was the first time that I couldn't like brush it under the rug, because I was brushing it under the rug, but by brushing it under the rug, I was pushing somebody out of my life.
Yeah. And it was, I think it was a really like almost one of the final pieces in this chapter for you. Because it was all these relations, like that chapter came to a close for you.
Yeah.
And what we came up with, what we worked through for you is that yours, the reason that you hid behind these white lies in your relationship, which ultimately ended up pushing your relationship further apart, and then to the end, like to the point of not being close to that person anymore, was because you had this really big fear of rejection.
Oh, for sure. I did
and
not.
You were so afraid that people were just going to up and leave you and hurt you, because that's happened so much for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you would take the initiative in the moments that you feel like you could to take control, to begin to push that relationship away so you could have control of it and not get rejected by the other person.
Yeah. And I did that with our relationship too.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to get at.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like most people in marriages and partnerships and friendships, even any relationship, really, I would say a lot of people just want to control the situation. They want to control their world. Yeah. They want to control that. But by controlling their world, or by controlling what they think that, oh my gosh, I'm like mixing my words up. By controlling everything outside of them.
Yeah.
They think that they're controlling their world, but they're not really. Like, they're just creating chaos. And the reason I say that is because I've been there. When I tried to control you,
mm-hmm.
I just created chaos. And I've tried to control my friends, I've pushed them further away. And it used to make me so angry when you would say that to me. Like, I was like, you're such an asshole. Like, don't tell me that if I, you know, like we have a conversation and I'm like, hey, like, can you check in with me when you watch porn or whatever, right? Like, that's the only thing I can think of, because that's like my...
I don't even know what you're going to, but okay.
And you're like, sure, but like, I feel like you're my mom. And I'm like,
oh, okay.
I actually don't want to check in on you. Like, I don't want to control you. You're not a child. Like, I don't want to control everything outside of me. The only thing I can control is myself.
Sure. Well, the reason we try and control, and I think where you're trying to get at, is that like, we're scared of something. And so if we can actually take control of the situation, we're not going to get hurt.
Yes.
And we're, like, that fear goes away a little
bit. Yeah. It's like a lot of times like we talk to wives who are like, or partners who are like, I'm going to leave this relationship for this reason. And it's like, oh, okay, you're just trying to control you not getting your heart broken.
You don't want to be hurt again.
Again, yeah. But it's like, in reality, if we're not willing to look at ourselves, that's the biggest hurt that we can do.
In that situation, right, where it's I'm going to leave, or I'm going to try and control this so I don't get hurt again. My belief, and like honestly, the factual side of everything of this, is that if you run away from that hurt that you initially found and try and go find it somewhere, like try and find love somewhere else and find somebody that's not going to hurt you, that won't happen. It will follow you. because you were never able to address the hurt and why you were actually upset with it in the first place. And so people think that lying or running away or like getting divorced, if we're talking to surface level, is what's going to keep them safe from being hurt again. When in all reality, what I want you to do is I want you to turn and I want you to face the uncomfortable moments, face the lying, face the infidelity, face whatever it is, right? And be able to like address those feelings, confront them to the point where they do not bother you anymore. And then at that point, if you want to continue with the relationship, do so, right? Like you get the chance now with this relationship with your friend to then move forward however you want to, knowing everything's out in the clear. Like you faced your fear.
Yeah.
I didn't lie anymore. I told you the truth, right? Because if you would have just pushed that relationship away, the next friend that comes up, the same thing is going to happen.
For sure. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And so.
So I think that that's like one of the coolest things with looking at healing with the reflection of somebody else. And I mm-hmm. know I used a friend.
Yeah.
But like, because we are in this world of, you know, like I think the world that we live in right now is very like, heal yourself and like come to Jesus and like all like, right. you know, like be enlightened and all these things. Yeah. Right. There can be some harm that's in that, I think, because it's like, look inward so much, look inward, which I believe that. Mm-hmm. But I also am so passionate that, like you said, it's like looking inward to then get really uncomfortable with the relationships that are around you that show you the things about yourself
yeah.
that you need to change. I would have never done that without my friend showing me that reflection yeah. of, holy crap, I've done this my entire life and that's why I've lost friendship as fast as I have.
Absolutely.
And I'm so grateful for her that she gave me the opportunity to actually look at myself and to give me, she gave me the opportunity to tell the truth. And then she so beautifully like allowed me to speak my truth and be really honest and really vulnerable. And it was really, really, really uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
And then be able to witness her in doing the exact same thing mm-hmm. and not letting my ego like get really loud and being like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she would say that. And me being like, you have every right to say everything that you're saying. Because you allowed me to do the same thing.
Absolutely.
And then allowing me to say, okay, where else in my life have I done this? And be able to like be honest about those things. I could have never done that without somebody else.
That's so true. And I think like if we just stay on the truth side of it, right? Because I really want to expound on the fact that relationships bring out the healing process.
Yes.
Right? And I think that like... we need to make that an entire episode for people. And so like, if we stay on like the truth and the fact that you are able to actually set yourself free from the white lie, how healing that actually is. And like we say healing, and what that means to me is like, I'm working on myself so I don't get uncomfortable anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't get angry anymore. So I stop running away. Right.
And I would say it's like, so I can actually look at myself. Yeah. In the mirror, in the eyes, and it's love. Like it's unconditional love without any expectation.
But you just stop hiding.
Like it's just like, here I am in everything. Here are my flaws. Here are my weaknesses. Here are the things I struggle with. Here are the things I'm amazing at.
Yeah.
And like, I love to, like with every ounce of my being, like every inch of my body is just full of love. And all I want to do is emulate love outward. Like that to me is like, air quotes, healing.
So what would you say to somebody that feels like they can't do what you just did? Like they have a situation or relationship in their life where if they actually do express their feelings and tell the truth, they genuinely feel and can see that that relationship is going to go away.
Like they're worried that the relationship is going bye-bye if they tell the truth?
Same exact scenario for you, because you did it so often in your life up until you stopped, right? Okay. So what would you tell somebody that's in that scenario?
Jump.
Okay.
I know that's so dumb, but like truthfully, like just jump.
Like my thing is like, oh, I hate my, that my mom does this, right? Like, put, insert whatever scenario, right? Mm-hmm. You just think, just go for it?
Yeah. I would say take a big breath. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you're in a spot where you're not going to blame. And you can really give yourself the opportunity to tell the truth and know that by you telling the truth, you can't control how the other person's going to respond to you.
Yeah.
You can't control the outcome that's going to happen, good or bad, right? But by doing that and by telling the truth and by being like open and honest and vulnerable with somebody, you allow them to do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So even though a lot of times people are like, I don't want to tell the truth because I don't want to hurt somebody else, I would change that to, I want to tell the truth because I want to give somebody the gift of doing the exact same thing somewhere in their life.
That's beautiful.
And they might not see it right away.
They for sure won't see it right away.
They might be so pissed. And guess what though?
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
When I think on that basis of like, they will get pissed because this has never happened to them before. No one's actually told them the truth.
Yeah.
Right. And so like, it's a process for both sides. Yeah. There's one stipulation that I love to put in this when recommending to start telling the truth for people. And that's when you do tell the truth, however vindictive your truth is or hurtful or hateful towards the other person, because sometimes truths are like, I don't like you, or like, you did this and it really hurt me. And now I, all these things, like, there can be really easy truths and really hard truths to tell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
My one stipulation is that you find a way to do it with love and understanding. Those two words.
How do you do that?
The love and understanding, those two words will change the way that the truth is perceived. And then the understanding part of it is, and the how, right, is, hey, this is what I want to say to you. And I really want to have a conversation around it because I love you so much, but I also love myself. And so that's why I'm going to tell the truth. Right.
Yeah.
And so it's like, here's all the hard stuff, but I really want to talk to you about why I had to tell you the hard stuff. Are you available in that way for me?
Yeah.
And more often than not, people will say, yes, I am. And what that does is it opens up opens up that conversation and lets them also do the same thing for you, because now you're in an emotional spot and you're not just talking logic. So if you're just saying, hate, you're the worst, you're the worst, whatever it is.
Or when you did this, mm-hmm. like, I even sometimes think it's like when
when we go back to like what we always teach and we've had episodes on, is like, you communicate your truths from emotion. And they can never be dispelled or taken any way other than, wow, I didn't know how that's how you felt.
Yeah.
Now I get to tell you how I feel, right? And from there, you were going to get uncomfortable and that's okay, right? But love and understanding is like the key to emotional-based living. Like, and if you're going to start telling the truth, please implement that, because you could tell very, very hard truths. And people will just like, they will stay in their heads and in their egos, and they will run away because they don't want to do that. They don't want to face it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I think that is so beautifully explained, because a lot of times I think those conversations come up of like, I felt this way when you did this. Right. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you can do that. But I think sometimes people are like, well, it was my fault that you felt that way. Right. And mm-hmm. it's like, no. Like, let me rephrase that, right? So my recommendation, like you said, would be, you know, like, coming at it in an emotional state.
Yeah.
Like, I'm feeling this way mm-hmm. because of this.
Right.
You know, and like, this is how I felt. And like, it's always those I statements of, but it's never followed up with, because I hear all the time, like, I feel this way because you did this. And it's like, no. Like, leave the but you did this thing or like because you did this. It's like, I feel this way and, mm-hmm. you know.
Or if you've been lying for a long time, like if truthfully you've been lying to your partner or to your friends for a really long time, be like, hey, I've been lying to you for this long about this because I've been so afraid to actually tell the truth.
Yeah, the truth is scary.
It is 1000% on you. And if you like fear being afraid, right? Fear is the emotion that when you tell your friends that, it's just like, I didn't know you were so scared.
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing, like before we wrap up this episode, that I want to touch on with truth is that a lot of times in all relationships, especially marriages, the number one thing that we're asking for from our partner, we've talked about this just recently, is transparency.
You just want your spouse to be honest with you.
You do.
Yeah.
Like, I think that when you choose to be married or you choose to be in a relationship with somebody, you're literally looking at the person in the face and you're just like, hey, promise me that, like,
whatever happens,
it's me and you, right? Like, you'll tell me the truth and, you know, like, you'll be honest with me. I think that, like, truthfully, like, that's how I view marriage, right? And so when you're hit with these lies, whether they're big or little, it doesn't feel
real. When you're hit with the truth.
Yeah, it doesn't feel real anymore. Yeah. And you're like, wait, was I living a lie? Were these wasted years? Like, do I even know my partner anymore?
Or my friend,
Or my friend or whatever. And I would say, like, what a beautiful moment to be in. Truthfully, I know, like, in the moment it seems shitty, but it's like you get to rebuild. You get to rediscover.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everyone's asking for transparency in relationships, but really, how much transparency are you willing to give? Because most of the time, we're not willing to give what we're asking for. It's like we want love, but we're not willing to give it. And we want truth, but we're not willing to give it. Or we think we're giving it, but it's like we're actually really not. And so it's like transparency. Like, if you're asking somebody to tell you the whole truth, right? And to be so open with you, are you doing that in all of your relationships?
Or just that one? Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it's hard. And it is scary. And I know that sometimes it's like, I'm going to tell the truth. And then you're like, oh shit, what did I just do?
Yep.
Because the other person doesn't receive it well.
But what I would say to that is the only thing that I would do is tell the truth and then let the cards fall how they may.
Yep.
Because of the personal growth that will happen. I would never want anyone to stay in a relationship, to stay in a friendship, to stay at a job, to stay at whatever it is, if they have to continually hide behind their lies and deceit, because that will absolutely wreck your life.
For sure.
And the personal growth that happens when I say, hey, look, now I tell the truth no matter what, you can decide what you're going to do, is immense. It's huge. And genuinely, sadly, I don't think a lot of people get that opportunity in their lifetime. But you have the choice.
You do.
You 1000% have the choice to start telling the truth. And if you need help, we're here for you.
We are. I was going to say as well, sorry, I have a lot of thoughts on this. If somebody comes to you with the truth.
Yeah.
And you're like, that feels great, but I feel like there's probably more.
Okay.
And you're, whoever's coming at you, like you, right? And you're like, hey, I've lied to you for years. Like, I want to say cut them some slack, but be patient. From the receiver's end, be patient. Because it's their first time. And it's going to take some time. And so be patient and be willing and be vulnerable and be open. This episode has been great. And we loved chatting about it. Like Matt said, if you have questions on telling the truth or you need help working through it, we're still taking discovery calls and we would love to chat with you guys. The link to book those are in our bio below or on our Instagram. But we love you guys. And I know that telling the truth is hard, but my challenge for you this week is to try to tell the truth. Even if it's little.
Right.
Just tell the truth.
Okay. We love you guys so much. It's hard, but like we said, we're here for you.
Yes. Love you guys.